Baltimore is the largest city in Maryland and a popular tourist destination where visitors can enjoy the scenic harbor and other attractions. One popular stop is the Walters Art Museum. Martina Bagnoli is an associate curator.
The Walters Museum is largely based upon the collection of William and Henry Walters, father and son, who collected a great number of objects and paintings throughout their lifetime. At the time of Henry's death in 1931, he left his entire collection to the city of Baltimore, and this collection comprised about 28,000 objects. Amongst this collection were a large number of manuscripts and printed books. And it can be said that Henry started collecting manuscripts by collecting Islamic manuscripts. It was a time in the history of collecting in this country where collector became more familiar and more enamored of Islamic art.
Among the Islamic manuscripts are 28 Qurans, the most in any American museum. 22 of these books are featured in the museum's exhibit, Speaking the Word of God, Illuminated Qurans from the Walters Art Museum.
They're all handwritten, they're all calligraphy. And calligraphy, of course, is a very important art form in Islam. In fact, it's considered the highest art form, and especially writing a beautiful copy of the Quran is one of the most important art forms. The story of this exhibition is basically to try and put in perspective the development of calligraphy in Quran from the beginning, from the 9th century, all the way to the 19th century.
The Qurans were written and decorated with traditional Islamic colored paints, ink, and gold. To preserve the manuscripts, Bagnoli says they are stored in a carefully monitored environment.
They are kept in a room upstairs that is climate controlled. They are kept in special boxes so that you basically make sure that light doesn't get into it, and of course they are kept closed, and that humidity is maintained at a certain level that's suited for the things that are written on. Some of them are on parchment, and so you really have to be careful with the humidity level.
Visitors like Randy Sidner are finding the exhibit very educational.
We're very pleased and interesting the way they had it displayed all through the manuscript area, and I'm having a very enjoyable time here.
The Walters Art Museum exhibit runs through the end of April. For producer Tabinda Naeem, Jim Bertel, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。